Lauren's the one who coined the term, "don't pull a Steph Landry," out of revenge. It's amazing how fast it caught on, too. Now, if anyone in school does anything remotely crackheaded or dorky, people are all, "don't pull a Steph," or "that was so Steph," or "don't be such a Steph." And I'm the Steph they're talking about. Nice. "Maybe that's it," the woman said doubtfully. "Gosh, this is going to bug me all night. I just know it." Her credit card was approved. I tore off the slip for her to sign and started bagging her purchases. Maybe I could tell her that the reason she might know me is because of my grandfather. Why not? He's currently one of the most talked about and richest men in southern Indiana, ever since he sold some farmland he owned along the proposed route of the new I-69, connecting Mexico to Canada via a highway corridor through Indiana, among other states, for the construction of a Super Save Mart, which opened last weekend. Which means he's been in the local paper a lot, especially since he put a chunk of his money building an observatory that he plans to donate to the city. Because every small town in southern Indiana needs an observatory. Not. It also means my mother isn't speaking to him, because the Super Save Mart, with its reduced prices, is probably going to put all of the shops along the square, including Courthouse Square Books, out of business. But I knew the customer would never fall for it. Grandpa's last name isn't even the same as mine. He was afflicted from birth with the unfortunate moniker of Emil Kazulis, although he's done pretty well for himself, despite this handicap. I was just going to have to face the fact that, just like the red super big gulp that wouldn't come out of Lauren's white denim D&G skirt, even though my dad tried, he used shout in everything, and when it didn't work, finally went out and got her a brand new skirt. My name was going to be forever stained on people's memories. And not in a good way. "Oh well," the lady said, taking her bag and her receipt. "I guess it's just one of those things." "I guess it is," I said to her, not without some relief, because she was leaving, finally. But my relief turned out to be short-lived, because a second later the bells over the front door to the shop tinkled, and Lauren Moffat herself, wearing the same white Lily Pulitzer low-rise capris I'd tried on at the mall the other day, but had been unable to purchase due to the fact that they cost the equivalent of 25 hours of work behind the cash register at Courthouse Square Books, was coming into the store, holding a tasty delight from the Penguin and going, "Mom, would you hurry up? I've been waiting for you for, like, ever." And I realized, belatedly, who I'd been talking to. Whatever. I can't be expected to read the name on every credit card someone hands me. Besides, there are like hundreds of Moffats here in Bloomville. "Oh, Lauren, you'll know," Mrs. Moffat said to her daughter. "How do I know the name Steph Landry?" Maybe because she's the one who spilled that big red super big gulp on my white D&G skirt in front of everyone in the calf that day in the sixth grade, Lauren replied with a snort. And she's never forgiven me for it, much less let anyone forget about it. Mrs. Moffat flung a horrified look at me over the padded shoulder of her Quaker Factory sweater set. "Oh," she said, "dear, Lauren, I..." Which was when Lauren finally noticed me, standing behind the cash register. "God, Mom," she said, giggling, as she pushed open the door to slip back out into the evening heat. "Way to pull a Steph Landry." Let's begin by determining your level of popularity, or lack thereof. Ask yourself how others in your social sphere perceive you. Do they know who you are? If so, how do they treat you? Do they make rude remarks about you, behind your back or to your face? Do they ignore you? Do others include you in their outings and activities, inviting you to social events or occasions? Judging by the behavior of others around you, you should be able to tell whether you are liked, merely tolerated, or totally unpopular. If you are merely tolerated or totally unpopular, it is time to take action.